You know, Todd, do we have time? Because I can't see how my times are now because that computer crashed. So, do we have time to do a very quick role play here, or do we need to move forward?
Well, I think we do, but I'm going to turn it over to the photographers that are on this event. Would you like to actually hear us do a little roll? Oh boy. Okay. The answers are coming in, but keep them coming in. Type into the questions box if you'd like to hear us do a role play of a telephone call so that you could kind of hear how we use the stuff that's in the telecharts. Okay, James, Charles, Therese, Mark, Joe, George, Allie, Maureen, Maria, all are saying sure, yep, yes, please, yes. Okay, and Nicole said yes. So yeah, we got time to do that. Maybe we could take about 5 minutes or a little bit more to do an actual role play demonstration.
All right, so Tom, why don't you be the person shopping for photography?
All right.
And we'll pretend that you are a female because that's who I talk with 95% of the time. And we'll just do a little quickie role play here so that those of you who are on this event can get a feel for how this flows and how it works. And everything you hear is going to be coming off of these telecharts. That's what's so cool. So, ding-a-ling-a-ling, good morning, Charles Lewis Photography. This is Mr. Lewis.
Hi. I was wondering how much you charge for like an 8x10 of a family.
Oh, I'll be happy to discuss our fees, but do you mind if I ask you a few questions first so I know exactly what it is you're really looking for?
Sure, okay.
Yeah, how many people in your family?
Well, there's me and my husband, and we have two children. I have a son and a daughter.
Really, how old are your children?
My son's 12, my daughter's 8.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful time. Beautiful time to do this. Now, have you had a photograph created recently of your family?
Well, it's been a couple of years. We have a go to church, and we had a church directory photograph taken,
Oh
but it
yeah.
wasn't great.
I understand extremely well what you're saying, but they're pressed for time. They have to do things really quickly, and it's a nice record of what you all looked like, but that's probably not the greatest thing. So, if we could create this portrait anywhere in the world, where would you like to have it created?
Well, we just moved into the area, and we have a really nice home in Bangor, and maybe in the yard there, the kids play out there a lot, something like that. I don't know if you do that.
Yeah, in fact, one of the unique things that separates us from all the other photographers in the area is that I don't charge any additional amount to do the photographs at your home rather than doing them at the studio. That's what I specialize in, is doing portraits at a location that is meaningful to you and that is really something special for you. So how did you happen to hear about us, by the way?
Well, I was at a children's clothing store, and I saw some of your photographs on the wall there, and the lady that owns the business said that you did a good job. But we're kind of concerned. My husband's really kind of concerned about how much this is going to be, so I'm kind of just shopping around for prices and stuff.
Oh, I totally understand. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what's most important to you about this photograph?
Well, I just think that we all look good. My children are at that age, where they roll their eyes and they think it's kind of corny being photographed, and my husband's kind of, I don't know, he's not as much into it as I am because he thinks it's a, he's not sure, but it's important that we all look good, I guess.
Gotcha. That's so important. And you want to see their personalities and their relationships. That's what it's all about. And I'm excited and love doing that. Well, before we go any further, let me give you an indication of what you can plan on investing. Is that okay?
Sure.
Most people in your situation can usually plan on investing all between X and Y and get a larger one for themselves and a few smaller ones for gifts. Does that fit within your budget?
That's a little more than I was thinking, but how about let me check with my husband and see what I'll call you back. Let me talk to him.
Right on. I understand completely. If you don't mind me asking, what do you feel he'll say when you check with him?
Well, probably he's going to say it's too much money.
I understand completely. I mean, I'm a husband. I can relate. I've been married for 49 years. My wife and I know each other really well. But, if she said I went to three photographers and one of them was $50 and one of them was $100 and one of them was $500, I don't know what I'd say for sure, but I probably would at least say the one place we're not going is the place that's the $500 place, right? I mean, that's just normal. That's the way guys' brains work. That's the way it works. And that could be the biggest mistake you ever made, because what I'm all about is creating something that you truly treasure, and it brings chills to you every time you look at it. We have got to get together and chat. There's no charge. There's no obligation. We can sit down and talk. You can bring some photographs of your family. How about next Tuesday at 3 o'clock?
Well, do you do like a CD? Can we just get a CD to print ourselves?
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because there are ways that we can do that, but that is not your most economical way to go. What I'm all about is creating something that is going to be just so special to you that you're going to just cry when you look at it, that you want to have it where you can see it all the time. You don't want it just on a digital format. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I guess that does make sense. I just was like to put on Facebook or something sometime.
Now, see, we'll stop now because I know we're running out of time, and Todd is being very patient, not interrupting me. But there you can see I walked through all four steps of the telecharts, the four steps of the sale. I handled the stall. It was a stall. I have to check with my husband. Everything right off the telecharts. I have an organized plan. Can you see if you could hire the three of us to come to your photography business and we do nothing else except answer your phone and answer your emails and set up your email response system for you? Can you see where you'd be so busy you couldn't believe it, and you'd be earning money like crazy?
Now I want to
go ahead, Todd.
I want to ask a question. So those of you, you know, on this event right now in the questions box, and please just be completely honest with us here, listening to that role play, notice how did you feel, you know, at any point in that call that my dad was, did it ever feel like he was ignoring the question of how much do you charge? Did it ever feel like he was just dodging that question? Or did it just feel like it flowed? You know, okay, Maureen says no, it didn't feel that way. Allie says a little bit. Kathy says no, it flowed. James says he was not pressuring at all or ignoring. Charles says that was valuable. Did it sound like he was reading a script or had canned responses? No, it just flowed, or did not sound like he was reading or had canned responses, just flowed. Emily says, nope, it didn't feel like that. Maria says, no, it felt. See, everyone is pretty much saying that it flowed. Allie said it just a little bit felt like you might have been dodging. That's what's really important, is you never want it to feel like you're not going to answer their question. And that's the reason it felt that smooth is the telecharts. That's what has done this for him, because my dad's used those telecharts so many times. He's got them internalized and he knows exactly how to say these things. Now, here's the key. You might feel like, okay, I could never do that. I could never do that. I could never feel that comfortable. It would never flow that way. You will be surprised. Now, is it going to happen the first phone call that you do with your telecharts? No, probably not. But as you practice, within a week, within 2 weeks, even quicker, depending on how much you're practicing this stuff, the stuff will start to flow, and all of a sudden it's going to click in, and it's going to feel natural to you, because you're probably undoing a way that you've been doing your phone calls for many, many years that just isn't quite right. Nicole typed in and said, felt like it flowed with no script. You're absolutely right, and that can happen for you as well. So get out of that mindset of, I could never do that, because Dad, would you consider yourself a natural born comfortable communicator over the phone or in person, or is this something that just comes naturally to you, or did you have to kind of work at this a little bit to get it to become natural?
Oh my goodness. I used to be so introverted. I'm an artist. I'm a photographer person. I love creating with my hands and my eyes. That's what we all love. And I was not good with people. I didn't look them in the eye when I talked to them, and I was very insecure, and I didn't talk with self-confidence. And every bit of this I learned, every single bit of it. It took me, I think I already said this, that it took me 11 years to get those telecharts where they are now. It's just an amazing tool. It's the most valuable tool in our photography business.
You bet. And we've given you, again, the four steps was a major part of those 11 years, figuring out what those four steps have to be. You've got those. And you've taken probably enough calls that you kind of have an idea of what types of stalls and objections you get and so forth. So sit down, create your telecharts, and use them every single day. Now, coming up in just a moment here, we've got some more secrets coming up. First of all, we have three proven simple sentences regarding your prices that will skyrocket your profits and cash flow in 48 hours or less, guaranteed.